Exercise 6. According to Sona Frank's theory, we initially reduce uncertainty as a way to find out how we feel about a person or an interaction. After that, the positive or negative outcome value, not the level of uncertainty, becomes the driving force behind whether we try to seek further information. Thus, when someone reveals negative information to us during an initial encounter, we are likely to predict negative outcome values and to cut off communication with that person. Put another way, when outcome values are positive, we will be motivated to reduce uncertainty. When outcome values are negative, we won't. For example, Tom's belief that Jane stood him up could dramatically affect his perception of how rewarding it would be to interact with Jane in the future. If Tom reduced uncertainty by concluding that a future relationship with Jane would be filled with late arrivals, forgotten dates, anxiety, and frustration, his desire to continue reducing uncertainty about her would be low. The motivation to decrease uncertainty in a relationship with another person depends on how one perceives the information provided by that person in the initial encounter.